You've been listening to Impactfully Jessica on Anchor FM. Keep the impact in your ear on Apple Podcasts and Google Play Music. Let's make impact. Well, happy Wednesday. You are listening to Impactfully Jessica here at Anchor FM. I am so happy that you're hanging out with me today as we are talking about all things leadership and helping you enhance your elite mindset. Yes. So if you were hanging out with your girl yesterday, you know that we've been talking about the whole success teams and really taking you through a series of that, right? From the, the things that happened in the past, how to get over those things and look forward, right? It's time to forward focus your team. Thank you so much to all those who called in yesterday and weighed in on that. Also want to give a shout out, and I'll make sure that I do so, to the Creatives CFO, doing her thing, brand new to Anchor, and was a very engaged listener yesterday. How many of you all have been reading your Daily Digest? It's like an email, this the gift that comes in your inbox, your email inbox every morning. And it lets you know your numbers, right? It lets you know the activity and how things are going on your station. So make sure that you're receiving that. If not, contact Anchor for support. I'm sure they'd be happy to help you. So I noticed that like 2 days ago, so this is a new station, right? And I noticed 2 days ago, it said, you have been heard 47 times. And then overnight, like literally overnight, yesterday it said, you've been heard 320 times in that day. And I was like, what? Get on out of here. Keep doing your thing, right? Keep showing up every day. Be consistent. And if you need help doing that, I'm sure there's so many of us out here, including myself on Anchor, who are happy to give you some tips. The biggest tip I have is to stay in control of what you can do. Just do what you can do, right? Like, make this work for you instead of being another like daunting task on your list. So, all right, I would love to hear your comments as we are getting started with the flow of our day here at Impactfully Jessica. Today's topic is forecasting, okay? How in the world do we make sure that we are forecasting our numbers correctly as leaders? You've been given a goal, right? Or you've set a goal yourself. And now it's time to look at the actuality of that. Is it going to happen? Are you going to meet or exceed your goal? How do you forecast? How do you predict that? So before we dive on in, I would love to hear how you are, your thoughts on the Impactfully Jessica show. Call in with your questions and or post in the comment areas and let me know your thoughts. We will be right back. Well, hello, caller. You are on air with Impactfully Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. This is Ty, founder of Synergy 818 Leadership Lounge. Thank you for your warm welcome to the Anchor platform. I look forward to getting to know more about you, your business, and the wonderful things that you're doing in this world. We'll talk soon.
Well, hello, Ty. This is Jessica. Thank you so much for the call in. I am loving the energy that you have. And I look forward to learning all about Synergy 818. I also love that we are talking about supporting leaders. Yes, so it's great to have a fellow leader out there here in the Anchor community. And I look forward to getting to know you and your content. Thank you so much for stopping by the station. Are you a lover of all things leadership? Do you find words like success teams, goal planning, thinking as an elite, mindset, promotions, value-driven cultures. Do you find that those sorts of topics just light you up? Well, if so, then I would love to hear more from you. Call in and let me know if you want to be a guest on the Impactfully Jessica Show. And we are back from break. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Impactfully Jessica. Today, we are diving into the world of forecasting. Yes, as leaders, as people in the business world, entrepreneurs out there, we want to fall in love with accurate, confident forecasting. It's just a must. It's just a thing. If you're going to be effective, we want to get the numbers right. So, first of all, how much do you know about forecasting? Right? In its simplest terms, this is not out of the dictionary. This is just my personal opinion. Definition is that forecasting is easiest understood as your ability to predict your outcome. Yeah, that's it. Predicting the outcome before it happens, before you get there, right? And I'm going to use some other things that are like really random that are not the norm to what we call forecasting, but we know that's what we're doing on the inside. We're predicting, right? For example, you set, you're an entrepreneur, right? And you put out a blog post. All right. You got a blog post. It's great. You're like, this is going to be the one right here. I know that's what you think. This is going to be the one where I get so many likes, right? So many shares. And what do you do next, right? You start kind of predicting in your head and guessing like, okay, so if I can have 300 people that actually open the email, then you know, how many of those are going to actually continue reading the full blog post? How many people are going to click the links of different maybe affiliates that I have embedded within the post? Or perhaps it is different links to sign up for something that you have to offer, right? You start guessing and hoping and trying to use some sort of strategy, right? You know it's not going to be everyone. Or maybe you don't know. And that's okay. Perhaps you're thinking, okay, if 300, read it, then I'm definitely going to have, 250 who take the next step. And then from there, it's like the disappointment when that doesn't happen. And it's more like 18 people take the step. Like, for real. Okay, 12 people take the step, right? And you're like, oh, wow, that's not quite what I was expecting. And then you're like crushed because we didn't accurately forecast, right? So we know, especially for something like a blog post example, that it's only, 10% or less who are actually going to convert over to do that next step. And that it also takes anywhere from 10 to 15 times of touching that same reader, that same person with all your value before they even do anything, right? Like they might read several and never even click the like button, even though they liked it, never share it, even though they found the content to be shareable, they just didn't, right? They just didn't. So it takes consistency in showing up every day and continuing to deliver the value and getting their feedback, right? There's things in that post that you can do to move those numbers, those statistics higher, right? But the first problem was whenever the prediction of the 250 was set. So right there, that's where we went left, right? That's where things went left because we did not accurately forecast, right? So Now I want to step into the business world, and you know, those who are leading like teams, and we've got numbers, and specifically leaning on those who are more project managers, or you are leading a sales team of some sort, and there's a number that's been given, or that you've perhaps in PY you put that those numbers right the previous year for this upcoming year, and now that month is here, and you're like, oh my gosh, we're not going to hit it. Those are the what people that we want to talk to throughout this segment. So let's dive into that content a bit more. So as we dive in, speaking to those who are leading teams, project-oriented teams, sales teams, more results-oriented teams rather than perhaps research teams. And even with research teams, you still want to ensure that everyone is doing their part and that we have some sort of expected outcome. So really in any industry, the information still applies. But for those who are in more of the sales or sales fields, right, and you're leading a sales team, you know that the numbers are at the forefront. It's like sometimes, you know, you may even have someone on your team saying, you know what, I feel like you care about the number more than you care about me. Ouch. And it happens, right? And why is that, leaders? Well, it's because of the pressure, right? Like we are under a ton of pressure and, you know, the higher ups, they want the numbers, right? They're looking from their, you know, cushy corporate seat, wherever they're at. And they're like, you know, where is it at? Why, you know, where are we? They want to know, where are we? I don't have the email in my inbox letting me know how you're doing. Or they're looking at data from afar and they're not necessarily on the ground where at your location and they are asking, right? The pressure is on for you to deliver. And they're like, get your people together. Like we have to hit the numbers. So number one, how open and honest do you feel in talking to those who are involved with wanting these numbers, right? Like are you more of like a, Okay. All right, sir. Yep. I'm on top of that. We're getting it done. Yes. Or are you perhaps another personality where it's like, you know what? I hear you. You see, I've had two people out, you know, with the flu and another person just called in on me. She says her car broke down. And so, you know, we're just low on staff today. And so, yeah, you know, it's going to be a struggle. Or are you that person that says, you know what, I hear what you're saying. We've currently faced some obstacles. However, my team is confident and ready to deliver today. We are going to have a dynamic force of five people on our staff today, but they are our elites, so they are ready. And I know that with a few tweaks that we will make, we're going to hit and exceed this goal today. And then, of course, the person's going to say, well, that's awesome. So where do you feel like you're going to fall, right? On a day, on a month, on a quarter, you know, whatever that topic is in the conversation, at the end of the day, they still want you to actually say or send a real number. You know, you can try to get around it all day long, but you've got to face the music. You've got to face the number, and you have to verbalize it. And a lot of times they want you to type it into some sort of spreadsheet that's saying like, yeah, I said we're going to hit this, right? And you're like, oh my gosh. So how can you feel confident? How can you feel confident, leader, in that forecast, right? And be realistic about it, but give a number that's going to challenge you, yet that's not going to send you into this zone where later on down the line, you're feeling like, okay, they no longer trust me. they no longer trust what I have to say because I'm always giving them numbers that I never hit. So the first step, we want to make sure that we are accurately forecasting, right? So if the goal is 60 and you know that your team can deliver 63, and you're confident in that, right? Let them know 61, right? 61 is where we're going to be at, okay? You know, you want to give a confident forecast, right? And even those are really close numbers there because you want to think through the fallout, right? What's your checklist? What could happen, right? You want to be positive and be objective, but you want to be accurate and you want to be honest, okay? So let's take that same 60, and if that's the goal and you believe that you're going to come in more at like 42, then you don't want to tell them 60, right? That's not realistic. That's too far of a gap in order for you to confidently give them their goal. So yes, leader, let's make sure that you are being honest, right? And you may say, okay, Jessica, let's take that scenario. That 60 is the goal. Like, that's what I've been told. That's my, quota. That's my budget, right? But we're 2 weeks away and we're going to come in at 42. All right. Well, at that point, if there's numbers that you need to quote and there's checkups, right? Like I've been in so many conference calls, if you can't tell, right? Like they want to know, I mean, immediately, where is it? Where are you going to fall? Where are you going to fall? Where are you going to fall? And you know, if I was feeling that I'm going to fall at 42, and I'm giving a forecast, then I'm going to be honest. I'm going to say, you know what? Here's the thing. We are going to miss it this time. We're going to miss it. I have us trending at a solid 39 this month. I have a few that I believe are going to fall through, and I'm following up with those sales agents, with those representatives. But what I can feel confident on letting you know today is a solid 39 on a goal of 60. Silence, right? Let the pin drop. Stop over explaining it and just let the pin drop. It is what it is. This is where we're going to be. Now, does that excuse it? No. But the over explaining is also not going to help the situation. So just stop. And let them process what you're saying, and then let them begin their Q&A with you. They're going to want to know why, right? And if you're working hand side by side or, you know, with your superior, you should be able to quickly speak to the why. What happened? What didn't go right, right? And don't overtalk that either. Answer the question and then let the pin drop. Silence. As they move into their next line of questioning, right? If you're in that sort of sales environment, right? And then they want you to dive deeper, awesome. You are able to dive deeper. But a lot of times we show a lack of confidence when we start to over talk and over analyze the number. So let me know your thoughts, your questions. If there's a certain scenario that you're in or that you've been in, then let's talk about that. I would love to hear your opinions on the things that we are discussing about forecasting today. We'll be back shortly. And today's impact shout out goes to Dondria over at the Creatives CFO. Dondria was our most engaged listener yesterday, and I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to hang out with your girl here at Impactfully Jessica. I hope that you are enjoying the content. Be sure to head over to the Creatives CFO for money talks and budgeting advice for all creatives. Let's keep it rocking. Thank you for tuning in to Impactfully Jessica here on Anchor FM, where we chat all things leadership. Call in, chime in, and together let's make impact. And we are back. Thank you all for hanging out with me on this Hump Day Wednesday. It's your girl, Jessica Thompson, here at Impactfully Jessica. Today we are talking about forecasting, and we are in the wind down. And so I do know that there's so much more dialogue that to be had on how to properly anticipate what to forecast and how long you should wait, right, before you turn in what your forecast is going to be. So if you need to forecast every Friday, awesome. How does that look throughout your week in order to ensure that by Friday, whatever numbers you're reporting are accurate and you can feel confident in them? So lots that we can dive into throughout this show. So I'm really excited about forecasting being one of our key areas that we do focus on for leaders, as we've been sharing today, and for leaders in entrepreneurship as well. So if you are, if you have a business, I think we talked about that in the very first part, then you want to make sure that you are forecasting accurately, right? You may have big goals, and we can talk more about goal setting as well. I think we'll save that for the Friday show. Yes. So Friday, come back to make sure you tune in to hear more on goal setting and how to do that, right? Like hope is not a strategy, right? So, but you can use your strategy to catapult your hope, right? So I'll say that again. Hope is not a strategy. Use your strategy to catapult your hope, right? Because hope is not a bad thing. Like, especially in this world, we need hope, right? Like, we need hope. Hope is good for us, right? It gives us something to look forward to. It gives us something to dream about. But we have to be strategic with that, right? You've got to look at where you are and then plan accordingly, right? Therefore, your hope makes sense. It increases the likelihood that you're going to reach that goal. So in part three, we were talking about what to say and how to say it when you're not going to make your end goal, right? And so it's time to turn in a forecast and you're like, hey, oh, we're not going to make it. You're dreading the call, right? So we did a scenario of some things that you can say to go ahead and tell it like it is. And then we practiced the zip it from there, right? Let the pin drop from there, right? Because it is what it is. They're going to ask the questions and you are going to have your information ready to answer. And that's what you do. And then you, again, silence, pin drop. We don't want to over-explain, because the over-explanation makes us seem like we are not confident. And when we don't appear confident, then that is when it is sensed around the room or on the phone call or whoever it is that you're engaging with in that moment. And, you know, they're more likely to go in on you, right? Like, they're going to just keep plugging, keep nagging at it, right? Because they see those areas where you are struggling even internally, perhaps being a bit emotional. And those are those trigger things where someone can say, oh, you know what, he or she, I'm getting a little iffy about that person as a leader, or they may not see you as a strong leader, right? And you want them to know that you've got this, right? And so here are some things that you can do whenever you are looking at kind of picking the team back up and saying, hey, everyone, I let them know on the call today that we're going to be at a solid 39. Based on Becky and Dan, I see that you all have some really great things coming down the pipeline. So it looks like we can come in at 42. And so I want to hear from you all how we can deliver 45. That's right. No, we cannot make 60, but there are so many things that are in our control. And as an impact team of the elite people that we have in this room, I feel confident that we can deliver 45. So let's talk about the how and where that's going to come from. Who on this team has already been working with a few people who just need that extra follow-up or perhaps extra engagement or another ear, and you know that with just a little extra help that person will go ahead and make that decision to purchase the product, to begin the services with us, to enroll as a student or whatever industry that you are in. Leader, you're going to fill in the blank there. And then, you know, you'll have someone in the room, right, who says, oh, well, you know, I was actually talking with two prospective customers earlier today, and, you know, they were very interested. I met with one of them, and, you know, she was looking over the information, and I told her that I would follow up with her. So I definitely can. I think that it would be great for her. Okay, awesome. When can you do that? When did you all talk about when that follow-up was going to happen? Yeah, I actually told her I would give her a call tomorrow. She was going to talk with her husband about it. Okay, great. Let's do that, and let's make sure that you give her a call around the same time that you talk with her today, which should be a good time of the day for her. Okay, awesome. And then you're going to continue that, right? Because that number, that 45, is there. So let's go back. You know that you have 42. On that forecast, you delivered a number and you submitted in a number of 39, right? So the numbers looking from the higher ups, right, that live wherever they live, those numbers, that number is locked in the red, right? 39 on a goal of 60. And you've gone back out because you know your team has the 42. You see the 42, but you're an impact leader. So you are confidently in the presence of your team discussing that 45. And then you're showing them how, right? How to get there. Where is that number going to come from? So in your forecast, just staying on topic there, we already talked about the whole, you've done your call, it's over. So now, instead of feeling down and out and emotional about it, you said, you know what? I know we can do better than 39. So and what would be great about that is that when you hit that 45 number, they're going to be proud of your efforts. Are they going to be ecstatic that we did that your team didn't make it to 60? Of course not, right? It is what it is. But they see the drive in you and the passion in you, and they see that you are leading that team. You are an elite. You're not going to win every single time. That's just a part of being a leader, right? But it's what you do during the midst of adversity. It's how you lead during the midst that makes you an elite. I am so thankful that you have been hanging out with me today. I hope that this content is valuable for you. Let me know. And if there's certain leadership topics that you would like me to weigh in on, or you just want advice, or you just want to bring it to the show, awesome. Let's do it. I look forward to seeing you all back tomorrow. I'm going to play some impact music for you tonight as you get ready to walk into your Thursday with impact. Thank you for listening. Have a great night.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.